So this is Nectar of Instruction, text 4.
Čitamo iz Ambrozije podučavanja stih broj 4.
Tadati prati grinati goyam akiti prichiti pungde bojayate jaiva shadvidam priti lakshanam. In English. Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad, and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another.
Prijevod. Šest simptoma ljubavi koje bhakte dijele međusobno su nuđenje darova u milostinju, prihvatanje milostivih poklona, povjeravanje uma, povjerljivo ispitivanje, prihvatanje prasadama i nuđenje prasadama.
In this verse, Sri Rupa Goswami explains how to perform devotional activities in the association of other devotees.
U ovom stihu Sri Rupa Goswami objašnjava kako da vršimo djelatnosti u predanom služenju i društvu sa drugim bhaktama.
So Rupa Goswami has already explained that the whole, the beginning of Krishna consciousness is to utilize the senses and the mind in Krishna's service.
Rupa Goswami je već objasnio da je na početku svjesnosti Krishne potrebno uključiti čula i um u svjesnost Krishne.
And he's already explaining things that are favorable and things which are unfavorable.
I potom je objasnio stvari koje su povoljne za to i stvari koje su nepovoljne za to.
Enthusiasm and confidence and patience are favorable.
Poput entuzijazma ili strpljenja koje su povoljne.
Well, on the other hand, over endeavor, too much collecting, too much endeavor, idle talk.
Ili s druge strane,
that's number two.
Yeah, ili s druge strane, stvari koje su nepovoljne ako osoba jede više nego što je potrebno ili skuplja više prihoda nego što mu treba, ako se previše trudi oko nečeg svjetovnog.
So where do we practice enthusiasm and confidence and patience?
Stoga, bilo da mi prakticiramo entuzijazam, vjeru i strpljenje.
We have to practice that in our devotional service.
Mi to moramo prakticirati u našem predanom služenju.
And that devotional service generally is performed in the association of devotees.
A to predano služenje se generalno vrši u društvu bhakta.
Sutam prasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayanam katha. That sutam means those who are interested in the eternal.
Tatha znači oni koji su zainteresirani za vječno.
So the question is, when does the eternal start?
Postavlja se pitanje, kada to vječno počinje?
Never.
What's that?
Never.
Well, it's always starting.
A odgovor je, u stvari uvijek počinje.
We're actually in the eternal.
Mi smo u stvari u vječnome.
Well, we're supposed to be in the eternal.
U stvari bismo trebali da budemo u vječnome.
But because we're hankering and we're lamenting.
Ali pošto jadikujemo i tugujemo.
Therefore we're in the past or the future.
Onda smo ili u prošlosti ili u budućnosti.
But when we're in the present is eternal.
Ali kada smo u sadašnjosti, sadašnjost je vječna.
That's the only reality is the present, but we're sometimes in the past and sometimes in the future.
To je jedina realnost, sadašnjost, ali mi smo ponekad u prošlosti ili u budućnosti.
We're looking forward to a life of bliss and knowledge in the material world.
Radujemo se životu blaženstva i znanja u materijalnom svijetu.
Perfect house, the perfect wife or husband.
Savršenoj kući, savršenom suprugu ili supruzi.
Or at least the perfect love affair.
Ili barem savršenoj ljubavnoj vezi.
Where are the demigods showering us with money?
Mi smo kao, radujemo se da budemo kao što polubogove pospaju kišom cvijeća.
The high priest called the doctors have discovered how we can enjoy unlimitedly and grow younger at every moment.
The ljudi poput doktora i naučnika stalno razmatraju kako da neograničeno uživamo i da uvijek budemo svježi i mladi.
We're hungry after some never land.
Ili da žalimo ili tugujemo za nekom zemljom nedođijom.
Yeah, never, because it's never.
Zašto nedođe? Zato što je nikada dostignuta.
And we're always lamenting the fact we haven't achieved what we wanted to.
Uvijek jadikujemo za stvarima koje nismo dosegli.
Charity is always one step.
Mrkva je uvijek jedan korak ispred nas.
Almost there, but it's always one step.
Uvijek je na dohvat ruke, ali uvijek jedan korak ispred.
If we're lamenting.
Tako mi jadikujemo.
And those people can help us achieve this wonderful future. They're our friends.
I oni ljudi koji nam mogu pomoći da dođemo do te prekrasne budućnosti, njih smatramo prijateljima.
And those who are going after the same carrot we are, they're our enemies.
A oni koji tragaju ili idu za istom tom mrkvom, mi njih smatramo svojim neprijateljima.
Therefore, in the association devotees, we have to learn to stop hankering and lamenting.
Stoga u društvu bhakta trebamo naučiti kako da prestanemo žuditi i jadikovati.
That's only possible if we understand three things.
To je jedino moguće ukoliko razumijemo tri stvari.
Number one is that Krishna is the proprietor of everything.
Jedna je da je Krishna vlasnik svega.
If Krishna is the proprietor of everything, there's nothing to hanker for.
Ako je Krishna vlasnik svega, onda mi nemamo nikakvog razloga da za bilo čime žalimo.
And Krishna is the enjoyer of everything.
Odnosno da za bilo čime žudimo. I Krishna je uživalac svega.
And Krishna is the ultimate friend of everyone.
I Krishna je najbolji prijatelj svih živih bića.
And if we water the root of the tree,
i ako mi zalijemo korijen drveta,
yata tvara mula nishechinena tripyanti tatskana bujo pushaka prahana rachchaya tendriyanam tataiva sarvahanam atiteja. Just like if you water the root of the tree, the water goes to all the leaves and branches.
Ako zalijemo samo korijen drveta, voda dospijeva i do svih grančica i lišća.
And if you supply food to the stomach, the energy goes to all the different parts of the body.
Slično tome, ako prehranimo stomak, energija i hrana dolazi do svih dijelova tijela.
Similarly, if we utilize our energy for Krishna's pleasure,
slično tome, ako upotrebimo našu energiju za zadovoljstvo Krishne,
then naturally everyone is actually properly served.
Prirodno će onda svi biti pravilno posluženi.
Therefore, the association devotees is meant to bring us to the point of putting Krishna in the center.
Shodno tome, društvo bhakta je važno kako bi nam pomoglo da naučimo kako da stavimo Krishnu u centar.
If Krishna's pleasure is in the center, then we don't have to worry about whether I'm gaining or losing material objects.
Ako je Krishnino zadovoljstvo u centru, onda mi ne trebamo da se brinemo da li dobivamo ili gubimo materijalne objekte.
And if I'm not worried about whether I'm going to lose something or gain something, then I can don't have to have friends and enemies.
A ako ne moramo da brinemo o tome da li ćemo nešto steći ili izgubiti, onda ne moramo imati prijatelje niti neprijatelje.
Because friends are those who help me get what I want.
Jer su prijatelji oni koji mi pomažu da dobijem ono što želim.
As long as they help me get what I want, they're my friends.
Dokle god mi pomažu da dobivam ono što želim, oni su moji prijatelji.
And if they can help me get what I want, I don't need them anymore.
I ako mi ne mogu više pomoći da dobijem ono što želim, meni oni više ni ne trebaju.
And those who are trying to take things away from me, they're my enemies.
A oni koji pokušavaju oduzeti neke stvari od mene, oni su moji neprijatelji.
If they're trying to take my money or my prestige,
žele da uzmu od mene moj novac ili moju prestižnu slavu,
they become my enemies.
Tada postaju moji neprijatelji.
In this way, the whole material world, everyone's consciousness is just absorbed in friends and enemies.
Da, na taj način, u cijelom materialnom svijetu, svačija svjesnost je jednostavno apsorbirana u koncept prijatelja i neprijatelja.
Sarin mityau dasina madhyasta dvesha bandishu Samabuddhiravishishite. Person is said to be further advanced when he sees Surit, the friends, the real close friends.
Kaže se da je osoba dalje napredovala kada vidi Surit, kada vidi jako bliske prijatelje.
Surin mitya, mitya is also friends, but are not so close.
Mitya, druga riječ koja je upotrebljena, također se odnosi na prijatelja, ali ne tako bliske prijatelje.
Bandhu is very close friend also.
Bandhu je također neko ko se smatra vrlo bliskim prijateljem.
And those who are sinful and pious.
A oni koji su grešni ili pobožni.
Those who are friends and enemies.
Oni koji su prijatelji ili neprijatelji.
Indifferent, impartial.
Koji su nepristrasni.
Well, one can see everyone with an equal mind.
Osoba, znači, koja na naprednom stadiju vidi sve te kategorije jednakim očima.
That's only possible when Krishna says, first of all, when we're not attached to hankering and lamenting.
To je jedino moguće kada osoba niti žudi niti jadikuje niti ni za čime, kao što Krišna kaže.
When we look around, we're not contemplating the objects of the senses.
Kada pogledamo unaokolo i ne počnemo da kontempliramo objekte čula.
Especially men usually look around and they say, "Oh, there is a nice one."
Posebno kada muškarci gledaju unaokolo i onda gledaju suprotni spol i kažu ovaj je lijepa.
And the ladies look around, I got him.
A i dame gledaju unaokolo i razmišljaju, dobila sam ga.
So everyone's trying to either be an object of the senses or an or the contemplator of the senses.
Tako da svako pokušava ili da bude objekat čulnog opažanja ili da bude onaj koji kontemplira
looking around for something to enjoy,
traži nekoga s kim će moći da uživa.
Usually in the window there is all these ice cream and all different colors.
Obično u izlazima postoje ti sladoledi, reklame, razne boje i osoba jednostavno.
The whole monasticization is just meant to bring people to the platform of contemplating objects and getting attached to them.
Sve to je jednostavno namijenjeno da osobe dovede do razine kontemplacije, da postanu jako privrženi nečemu.
And if they can arise lust, if someone can arise lust in your heart, then they're victorious.
I ako su oni koji nam reklamiraju svoje proizvode u stanju da potaknu požudu u nama, onda su oni u stvari pobjedili.
Then they captured you.
Onda su nas pobjedili. Pokorili.
And as long as they can arise unlimited lust and greed,
i dakle god nam mogu potaći neograničenu požudu i pohlepu,
but not anger.
Ali ne i ljutnju.
All right, a little anger.
Dobro, možda malo ljutnje.
And in order to complete the work, then there has to be delusion.
I u namjeri da se završi taj posao mora biti i neko padanje u iluziju.
One has to be completely absorbed in the material concept of life.
Osoba mora postati kompletno absorbirana u materijalni koncept života.
She loves me.
Ona me voli.
She loves me not.
Ona me ne voli.
Life is so wonderful.
Život je tako lijep.
We're going to live forever.
Živjet ćemo za uvijek.
The birds are singing for us.
Ptice pjevaju za nas.
The moon is shining for us.
Mjesec sija samo zbog nas.
And then we forget.
I onda zaboravimo.
I'm growing old.
Da polako
I'm
starimo.
Becoming diseased. I'm going to die.
Opravljamo.
I'm going to become a bird in my next life.
Da ćemo polako uskoro umijeti, da ćemo možda postati ptice u sljedećem životu.
And we just lose our intelligence, completely absorbed in the material concept of love.
Jednostavno tako izgubimo svoju inteligenciju, potpuno apsorbirani u materijalni koncept života.
So the only possibility is to take our mind and bring it on to Krishna.
Stoga jedina mogućnost je odvojiti naš um i staviti ga u službu Krishna.
Put our mind on Krishna, try to develop some attachment for Krishna.
Usmjeriti um na Krishnu ili ka Krishni i pokušati razviti nešto vezanosti ka Krishni.
Then we'll develop some desire to serve Krishna.
Inače ćemo razviti neke želje također i da služimo Krishna.
Then our delusion, our forgetfulness, our loss of intelligence will go away.
Inače naše padanje u iluziju, zaborav, šta je to reći, whatever the third thing was,
disappear.
To će sve nestati.
And then we'll be in the eternal.
Inače ćemo biti u tom vječnom.
Therefore, in the association of devotees, we have to learn these loving exchanges.
Stoga u društvu bhakta trebamo naučiti te ljubavne razmjene.
Especially hearing.
Posebno slušanje.
Generally, we don't like to hear from anyone.
Općenito mi ne volimo baš da slušamo od bilo koga.
The only person we listen to is our mind.
Jedina osoba od koje mi inače slušamo je naš um.
Whatever our mind tells us is the truth.
Šta nam god naš um kaže, prihvatamo kao istinu.
Better than any scripture.
Bolje nego bilo koji sveti spis.
Better than any teacher.
Bolje nego bilo koji učitelj.
Better than anyone is my mind.
Bolji.
Everything is judged by what my mind feels.
Od bilo koga je moj um. Sve prosuđujem na osnovu toga kako se moj um osjeća.
Ultimately is how I feel the camps.
U konačnici, ono kako se ja osjećam, to se pika.
So, I feel like I like someone, I like them.
Tako da ja se ponekad osjećam da nekoga ne
sviđa.
Ako mi se neko dopada, ja također sam privožen njemu, ako mi se neko dopada, ja...
Someone reminds me of someone who stole one of my samosas three lifetimes ago.
Neko me podsjeća kako mi je ukrao samose prije tri života.
Something I don't like about them.
Nešto
I don't know why.
Ne volim, ne znam ni sam šta, ali jednostavno ne volim.
I know it's from the past, but I'm not far back.
Znam da mi nešto prošlosti davno radio, ali ne sjećam se više ništa.
We were both Tyrannosaurus Rexes fighting over the same Plesiosaurus.
I'm not sure.
We were both Tyrannosaurus Rexes fighting over the same.
Mi smo obojica nekad bili Tyrannosaurus Rex, znači dinosaurusi, i borili smo se oko neke vjetroženke.
I haven't forgot it.
Ja to još nisam zaboravio.
So in that way we have to simply learn how to listen.
Stoga sada trebamo jednostavno naučiti kako da slušamo.
And if we listen, then if we actually hear Krishna,
i ako slušamo, i ako u stvari čujemo Krishnu,
learn how to listen submissively and actually feel Krishna's presence,
i ako naučimo kako da slušamo ponizno i počnemo da u stvari osjećamo Krishnino prisustvo,
then whoever this person may be,
potom ili onda koja god osoba da bude oko nas,
they may be Queen Elizabeth,
može biti to kraljica Elizabeta,
they may be the bum on the street,
može biti Barack Obama na ulici,
whoever they may be,
klošar na ulici,
aha, može biti klošar na ulici.
Whoever, if we actually feel transcendental pleasure by associating with Krishna,
jednostavno ćemo osjećati transcendentalno zadovoljstvo druženjem s Krishnom,
then we'll see that everyone has a capacity to give me the highest pleasure.
I vidjet ćemo svakoga koji ima kapacitet da nam pruži najveće zadovoljstvo.
And if I'm not learning how to hear submissively from those who are chanting about Krishna's glories,
ako ne naučim kako da ponizno slušam od onih koji pjevaju o Krišninim slavama,
that whatever people are giving me,
onda šta god mi ljudi budu davali,
whatever people are taking away from me,
ili šta god budu uzimali od mene,
it's actually all for Krishna's arrangement. It's all Krishna's arrangement.
To je sve Krishna's arrangement.
Krishna's arrangement?
Krishna's arrangement.
Yes. So that I can actually learn to surrender.
Tako da ja mogu da naučim kako da se predam.
So I can get out of my illusory consciousness.
Da mogu da izađem iz svoje iluzorne svjesnosti.
That I have so much to protect.
Imam toliko toga da štitim.
That if someone takes this away from me, or that away from me, or something away from me, then my life will be spoiled.
Da ako mi neko oduzme ovo ili ono, onda će moj život biti pokvaren, uništen.
And if someone gives me this or gives me that, then my life will be perfect.
A ako mi neko dadne ovo ili dadne ono, moj će život biti savršen.
But actually, we have a whole bunch of zeros.
A u stvari mi imamo čitavu gomilu nula.
Someone takes a zero away from us, what is our loss?
Ako neko oduzme jednu nulu od nas, šta ćemo mi to izgubiti?
And if someone gives me an extra zero, what have I actually gained?
Ako mi neko dadne jednu dodatnu nulu, šta sam u stvari dobio?
Only if we actually get Krishna can we gain something.
Ako jednostavno samo dobijemo Krishnu, tada možemo nešto i dobiti.
Because we're spiritual.
Jer mi smo duhovni.
And therefore we need spiritual atmosphere.
I zato nam treba duhovna atmosfera.
So that atmosphere is when everyone is trying to give each other something about Krishna.
I ta atmosfera je u stvari kada bi svako pokušava da da onom drugom nešto povezano s Krishnom.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Pjevanje Hare Krishna.
Hearing the holy name.
Slušanje svetog imena.
Prasad offered to Krishna.
Prasadam koji je ponuđen Krishni.
Offering, receiving the prasad enthusiastically.
Nuđenje ili primanje prasadama entuzijastično.
And explaining our realizations about Krishna.
I objašnjavati naše spoznaje o Krishni.
Not that I have understood something about Krishna.
A ne da ja sam kao spoznao nešto o Krishni.
But I'm going to keep it to myself.
Ali ću to zadržati za sebe.
Because if I tell everyone, they'll become more advanced than I am.
Jer ako kažem to svima, oni će postati napredniji od mene.
If they're more, if they become more advanced than I am, all my prestige will be fallen. Will be lost.
Oni postanu napredniji od mene, da će sad moj prestiž biti biće izgubljen.
So make sure everyone's in ignorance.
Stoga dajte da osiguramo da svi oko mene postanu u neznanju.
So I can maintain my position.
Tako da mogu održavati svoj položaj.
Ramanujacharya, he was given a mantra by his spiritual master.
Ramanujacharya je njegov duhovni učitelj dao mantru.
And his spiritual master said, if you chant this mantra, you'll go back to the spiritual world.
I duhovni učitelj mu je rekao, ako mantraš ovu mantru, otići ćeš natrag u duhovni svijet.
The mantra is actually Om Narayana Maha.
Mantra je u stvari bila Om Narayana Namaha.
But if you tell anyone this mantra, you'll go to hell.
Ali ako bilo kome kažeš tu mantru, otići ćeš u pakao.
So you must promise, you must vow never to tell anyone this mantra.
Stoga moraš mi obećati, moraš se zavjetovati da nikad nikome nećeš reći tu mantru.
Ramanujacharya accepted the mantra and immediately went out to the marketplace.
Ramanujacharya je prihvatio tu mantru i odmah otišao na tržnicu.
And told everyone, come, come, I have a mantra, liberate all of you.
I svima je uputio, dođite, dođite, imam mantru koja će vas sve osloboditi.
Then at the top of the voice he called out, Om Narayana Maha.
I onda je sa najvišim svojim glasom pozvao ili prizvao tu mantru, rekao Om Narayana Maha.
His spiritual master heard about this.
I njegov učitelj, duhovni učitelj, čuo o tome.
And he became infuriated.
I postao je zaista užasno.
You rascal, I told you, if you tell this mantra, you're going to go to hell.
Ti nitkove, rekao sam ti, ako tu mantru kažeš drugim, otići ćeš u pakao.
So Ramanujacharya said, yes, let me go to hell.
Ima Ramanujacharya rekao, da. But
if all these people get liberated and I go to hell, that's very nice.
Ali ako svi ti ljudi budu oslobođeni, a ja odem u pakao, to je jako lijepo.
So one should be interested in helping people become Krishna conscious.
Osoba treba biti zainteresirana da pomogne ljudima da postanu svjesni Krishne.
Unless we establish that relationship amongst the devotees, unless we get into that consciousness personally.
Ako takav odnos ne uspostavimo među bhaktama, ako takvu svijest osobno ne razvijemo,
then everyone is Krishna's eternal servant.
A to je da je svako Krišnin vječni sluga.
The only thing of any value I can give anyone is Krishna.
Jedina stvar od bilo kakve vrijednosti koju mogu dati bilo kome je Krishna.
Everything else is just a pretense.
Sve drugo je jednostavno pokušaj.
I can teach you how to become beautiful.
Mogu te naučiti kako da postaneš lijep.
I can teach you how to become intelligent.
Kako da postaneš inteligentan.
I can teach you how to become famous.
Kako da postaneš poznat ili slavan.
I can teach you so many things.
Mogu te naučiti mnoge stvari.
But unless one teaches one how to become Krishna conscious, one is simply wasting everyone's time.
Ali ukoliko osoba ne nauči drugu osobu ili osobe kako da postanu svjesne Krishne, jednostavno osoba gubi i svoje i tuđe vrijeme.
So how can anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna, how could they be my enemy?
Stoga kako bilo ko ko pjeva Hare Krishna može biti moj neprijatelj?
And how can anyone who is not chanting Hare Krishna be my friend?
I kako bilo ko ko ne pjeva Hare Krishna može biti moj prijatelj?
If someone's giving me Krishna, they're giving me the highest thing.
Ako mi neko daje Krishnu, on mi daje najveću stvar.
And if someone's not giving me Krishna, they're giving me absolutely nothing.
A ako mi neko ne daje Krishnu, on mi u stvari ne daje apsolutno ništa.
Therefore, in the association of devotees, those who are actually interested in receiving and giving Krishna, that's the beginning, that's the basis of all spiritual life.
Stoga u društvu bhakta i to onih koji su zainteresirani za primanje bilo čega u vezi s Krišnom i davanje, također bilo čega u vezi s Krišnom, to je tek pravi početak duhovnog života.
We can't expect the gopis to come and visit us.
Ne možemo očekivati da gopije dođu da nas posjete.
Nor the cowherd boys.
Niti dječaci pastiri.
Nor Mother Jasoda.
Niti majka Jasoda.
Nor can we expect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal associates come.
Niti možemo očekivati da vječni pratioci gospodina
Chaitanya dođu. We can't even expect the monkeys of Lord Ramachandra to come and visit us.
Ne možemo ni majmune iz zabave o gospodinu Ramachandri očekivati da nam se pojave.
Even Ravana won't come.
Čak nam ni Ravana ne bi došao.
These pastimes. And what? But Gornitai have come.
Ali Gornitai su došli.
Srila Prabhupada has come.
Srila Prabhupada je došao.
Our disciple succession has come. The Sixth Goswami.
Nasljeđe Šest Goswamija su tu.
And so they've sent some of their servants.
I poslali su neke od svojih slugu.
If we have a little intelligence, we'll know that every moment, everything is perfectly arranged by Krishna.
Ako bismo imali samo malo inteligencije, onda bismo shvatili da je u svakom trenutku sve savršeno uređeno od strane Krishne.
And that these are the devotees that Krishna sent to help me go back to the spiritual world.
I da su to ti bhakte koje mi je Krishna poslao da mi pomognu da se vratim nazad kući u duhovni svijet.
Not that, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here.
A ne da im se obraćamo u smislu kao šta ti radiš ovdje, ti ovdje ušte.
You're not on my list.
Ti nisam u spisku. Izlazi.
No, Krishna sent everyone.
Ne, Krishna je poslao svakoga.
Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a big mission.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ima veliku misiju.
And he has a bigger heart.
I ima još veće srce.
But these are the ones who have taken up his mission.
Ali ovo su oni koji su prihvatili njegovu misiju.
Therefore, these are the ones in their association I learn how to get out of my crazy mentality.
Toga ovo su bakte koji su poslati da me nauče kako da izađem iz svog ludog mentaliteta.
By listening to them chant Hare Krishna.
Slušajući njih kako pjevaju Hare Krishna.
By chanting Hare Krishna to them.
Pjevajući Hare Krishna njima.
By offering prasad to them.
Nudeći im prasadam.
And accepting prasad.
I prihvatajući prasadam.
Telling them about Krishna.
Pričajući im o Krishni.
And hearing about Krishna from them.
I slušajući o Krishni od njih.
And that way we're actually developing the spiritual atmosphere by which we can understand actually what Krishna consciousness is all about.
Na taj način razvijamo jednu pozitivnu duhovnu atmosferu koja nam pomaže da razvijemo šta je u stvari svrha cijele svjesnosti Krishna.
And if I just give up my mental speculation.
I ako samo odbacim moju mentalnu
looking at someone, you know, 5 days ago they did this, 3 years ago they did that, 15 years ago they did that.
Šta je neko prije 5 dana uradio, ili prije 3 godine, ili prije 15 godina, šta mi je uradio?
Just give up all the speculation.
Jednostavno odbacimo sve te špekulacije.
And just try to listen, submissively.
Pokušajmo ponizno slušati.
Then one automatically conquers Krishna.
Tada osoba može automatski
Krishna becomes very happy.
Pokoriti Krishnu. Krishna postaje vrlo sretan.
And then he reveals himself.
I onda se on razotkriva.
It's not that Krishna is not already there. The question is where we are.
Nije to da Krishna već nije tu, nego je pitanje gdje smo mi.
If we just give up our illusion, then we'll be here.
Ako mi samo odbacimo naše iluzije, onda ćemo i mi biti ovdje.
And then we'll find out that actually all the monkey soldiers and all the associates of Krishna and all of the associates of Gaur Nitai, they are here.
I onda ćemo u stvari shvatiti da su svi ti majmuni vojnici i svi pratioci Krishna i svi pratioci povjerljivi gospodina Chaitanya u stvari također ovdje.
When we're here, we'll realize that everyone else actually is here also.
I onda ćemo shvatiti da su apsolutno svi iz raznoraznih zabava koje smo čitali jednostavno tu prisutni slavili.
In the eternal world of Krishna consciousness.
U vječnom svijetu svjesnosti Krishna.
Then Prabhupada's messages and the messages of the Arjuna succession. Prabhupada's messages. The messages of the disciples succession.
Prabhupadove poruke i poruke učeničkog nasljeđa.
Of the six Goswamis.
Šestorice Goswamija.
And of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling separation from Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji osjeća odvojenost od Radhe i Krishne u Vrindavanu.
Bringing his associates back to Vrindavan.
Koji dovodi svoje pratioce nazad u Vrindavan.
Through the chanting of the holy names.
Kroz pjevanje svetih imena.
With the atmosphere of separation from Krishna.
U raspoloženju atmosferi odvojenosti od Krishne.
Then it all becomes very simple and clear.
E onda sve postaje vrlo.
And then we'll actually be in Vrindavan.
I onda ćemo mi u stvari biti u Vrindavanu.
With the feelings of separation.
Sa osjećanjem odvojenosti.
And then Vrindavan becomes even more relishable than being in Vrindavan.
I onda ćemo moći kušati čak i više Vrindavan nego samo kada jesmo prisutni fizički u Vrindavanu.
Vrindavan is the topmost mood of love.
Vrindavan je najuzvišenije raspoloženje ljubavi.
But when you add separation to that love, it even becomes sweeter.
Ali kada osjećamo odvojenost od te ljubavi, tada to postaje osjećanje još slađe.
And then one is actually in Vrindavan, in the highest, in the sweetest mood.
A kada je neko zaista u Vrindavanu, u najslađem raspoloženju.
So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Kada je neko u stvari u Vrindavanu, u najslađem raspoloženju. Tu ću stati, imam nekih pitanja.
I got a question for you. Would you like to do this first?
Sir, okay. This is my second time here. So I kind of come in from Krishna's family, right? And a friend of mine, Sena, he's the one who introduced me with you.
Okay.
So is it okay because I'm just watching, I'm not dancing and singing because I have no idea what's going on really about
translation. Oh, we're just finding out ourselves.
But to be with you for another week and watch and just to trying
okay.
to get into this, is it okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Where are you from?
From here.
Oh, okay. So speak English quite well.
Well, I spent some time in the U.S. So. Thank you.
I'm interested, like, sometimes I think the arrangements that I have in life, they are coming from Krishna, but in a few hours, days, it becomes it's all Maya. How can I be sure that it's really Krishna's arrangement? It's not Maya's arrangement. I always think it is, but it sometimes it shows that it's not. And that's why I'm becoming a little bit depressed, but I'm always, and then I'm going down and going up in Krishna consciousness. Like, I'm not a whole year in the consciousness, but I'm trying to give myself into this totally, but sometimes I get doubts, and that's why I'm interested in how can I be certain. Dosta puta kad mislim da je neki Krišnjin aranžman, biti na kraju suverim nakon, ne znam, nekog vremena da je biti aranžman iluzije Maje, i zato pitam, da znam dosta puta onaj postup svjesnosti Krišnje i dići se, i pitao sam Maharadža kako u stvari da stvarno na kraju krajeva da budem skroz u tome kako bi se prepustio.
Well, Krišnja says Amadi vam, Adambi vam, Ahimsa Shanti Arju vam, Acharya Pasanam Socham Stirium Atma Vinigraha. First, he says the first qualification to be sure of what we're doing is humility.
Krishna kaže da je prva kvalifikacija da budemo.
The first qualification to find out what we're doing is humility.
Krishna kaže da je prva kvalifikacija da znamo da li ono što radimo je ispravno. Prva kvalifikacija je dakle poniznost.
First we have to recognize we don't know what's going on.
Prvo trebamo da prepoznamo, da shvatimo da mi u stvari ne znamo šta se dešava.
If someone doesn't know what's going on and they think they know what's going on, then there's no possibility of finding out what's going on.
Ako neko zna šta se dešava ili ako misli da zna šta se dešava, onda nema ni šanse da stvarno zna šta se dešava.
Since we don't even know who we are.
Pošto mi u stvari ne znamo ko smo mi.
And no one's closer to ourselves than ourselves. No one is closer to ourselves than ourselves.
I niko nije bliži nama nego mi sami sebi.
If we don't know who we are, then what do we really know?
Ako mi ne znamo ko smo mi, šta mi u stvari da znamo?
So because we don't know who we are, we don't know anything.
Što mi ne znamo ko smo mi ne znamo u stvari ništa.
Therefore, we should be a little humble.
Tako da trebamo u početku postati malo ponizni.
And then amadi vam, adambi vam, then pridelessness.
I onda trebamo postati oslobođeni ponosa.
If we're actually realizing our fallen condition.
Ako u stvari spoznamo naš položaj osobe koja je pala.
There won't be anything to be proud about.
Onda nema nikakvog razloga da zbog bilo čega budemo ponosni.
It's like when someone walking around, look at my prison.
Kao da neko hoda unokolo i kaže, a pogledajte moj zatvor.
My prison is better than yours.
Moj zatvor je bolji od vašeg.
They're torturing me much nicer than they torture me.
Ne, mene mnogo ljepše muče nego što vas muče.
Amadi vam, adambi vam, ahimsa. Then we won't be violent towards others.
I onda nećemo više biti nasilni prema drugima.
Then we'll think about what to do which will actually be beneficial for ourselves and others.
Jedna ćemo razmišljati šta da činimo što će u stvari donijeti dobrobit i nama, a i drugima.
We won't think about how to exploit others for my happiness.
Nećemo razmišljati kako da iskoristimo druge radi naše sreće.
And argument, then we can accept things that are simple.
I u konačnici prihvatati stvari koje su jednostavne.
We don't need something so complicated that no one can figure it out.
Ne treba nam nešto toliko komplicirano što niko ne može razumjeti.
Like the mathematicians put on some mathematical formula and they have no idea what they just wrote.
Kao što matematičari mogu postaviti neke matematičke formule koje ni sami oni, a ni niko ne može da shvati šta su upravo napisali.
And they spend a whole life trying to figure it out.
Jedan provedu čitav život pokušavajući da shvate šta se nalazi na te formule.
And then finally someone comes along at the end of their life and says, well, you added 1 plus 1 as part of the formula and got 3, that's why you can't figure it out.
I onda neko na kraju života kaže, ti si sabrao u stvari 1 plus 1 i došao si do rezultata 3, e zato ti formula nikako ne može da uspije, zato ne možeš da spoznaš šta je ta formula.
No, simplicity to accept what's actually real, simply.
Jednostavnost, prihvatiti jednostavno ono što je realno, što je stvar, jednostavno.
So it shall, and then become clean.
I onda postati čist.
Clean, especially with the idea that I have to enjoy the material world.
Posebno čist sa aspekta ideje da moram uživati u materijalnom svijetu.
That's the basis of existence.
Da je to osnova za egzistenciju.
Without it, life is not worth living.
I da bez tog uživanja život neće imati smisla.
I rather reign in hell than serve in heaven.
Radije bih trunuo u paklu nego služio u raju.
If I can't be God, I'd rather be, you know, whatever.
No. Ako ne mogu biti Bog, onda bi radije bio bilo šta drugo bez zemlje.
Someone has to be clean in heart.
Tako da osoba treba postati čista.
Then one can approach someone who knows.
I najbolje onda priči nekome ko zna.
What's to be done and what's not to be done.
Šta se treba raditi, a šta se ne treba raditi.
Guru, sadhu and shastra.
To su guru, sadhu i shastra.
Then we'll actually be able to receive knowledge properly.
I onda ćemo u stvari biti u stanju da pravilno primimo znanje.
But if we don't have those qualifications.
Ali ako nemamo te odlike.
Even God comes himself with four arms before us.
Čak i da nam Bog lično dođe pred nas sa četiri ruke.
We won't accept a word he's saying.
Mi ne bismo niti jednu riječ primati od onoga što nam
govori. Well, that's your opinion.
Mi smo rekli, ok, ali to je tvoje mišljenje.
You can always try to lord it over me.
Ti me inako uvijek pokušavaš nadjačati.
You probably think you're God.
I biti veći od mene. Ti vjerojatno misliš da si Bog.
So we have to have those qualifications, then we can understand.
Stoga morali bismo imati te kvalifikacije, tada tek možemo razumjeti.
And until we get those qualifications.
A dok ne steknemo te kvalifikacije.
Then it sometimes will be up and sometimes will be down.
Onda ćemo ponekad biti gore, a ponekad dole.
But we should try to strive to develop those qualifications.
Trebamo što prije pokušati da steknemo te kvalifikacije.
And then one day we'll come to the platform of Anartha Nivritti.
I onda ćemo jedan dan doći na nivo koji se zove Anartha Nivritti.
And we'll be able to actually accept what's being said by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
I tada ćemo postati sposobni da prihvatimo ono što kažu Guru, Sadhu i Shastra.
And then life will be steady.
I onda će život biti postojan.
Steady in Krishna consciousness.
Postojano svjesnosti Krishna.
And from there we can actually develop to the higher stages of devotional service.
I odatle možemo u stvari da razvijemo druge kvalifikacije za više razne svjesnosti Krishna.
But first we have to want to get out of material consciousness.
Ali prije svega trebamo željeti izaći iz materijalnog stanja svijesti.
We have to learn to accept I can't be materially conscious and Krishna conscious at the same time.
Moramo naučiti ili shvatiti da ne možemo biti u isto vrijeme i svjesni Krishne i imati materijalnu svijest.
Yes, I can be to a certain extent a little Krishna conscious.
Da, možda mogu biti do nekog nivoa malo svjestan Krishne.
And I can be in Maya.
A u isto vrijeme biti i u Maji.
But I'll never have enough Krishna consciousness to make my life steady.
Ali nikada onda neću imati dovoljno svjestnosti Krishne da od svog života napravim postojan život.
Or peaceful.
Ili miran život.
Or actually progressive.
Ili da, u stvari i napredujem.
Anything else?
Nešto drugo. Thank you for a wonderful lecture. Jučer smo imali yesterday we had the appearance day of Lord Balaram, and amongst other things it was mentioned that Lord Balaram was on the side of Duryodhana. And Krishna was on the side of Pandavas, as we know. So, could you please explain to us why was Balaram opposing in a way Krishna's direction? Why was he on the side of Dhritarashtra's sons? Maybe I can translate that.
Yeah.
Učer smo imali dan pojave gospodina Balarama i između ostalog smo čuli da je gospodin Balaram bio na strani Duryodhane i njegove braće, odnosno Dhritarashtrinih sinova, dok je Krishna bio na strani Pandava u bitci na Kurukshetru. Možeš li nam molim te objasniti zašto je bio Balaram?
Well, I wouldn't say that Balaram was on Duryodhana's side.
Ja ne bih rekao da je Balaram bio na
Duryodhana's side. There's no record of Balaram fighting against Arjuna and Krishna in the battle of Kurukshetra.
Ne bih rekao da je Balaram bio na Duryodhana's strani, nema nigdje zabilježeno da se on borio na Duryodhana's strani u bitci na Kurukshetru.
But for Krishna's pastimes.
Ali zbog Krishnih zabava
Duryodhana needed a good friend.
Duryodhana je trebao dobrog prijatelja.
So
mjesto.
Krishna arranged that Balaram would favor him.
Tako da Krishna aranžirao da Balaram bude na
prvom. But Balaram never, after all, Balaram trained him up to how to fight with the club.
U stvari, Balaram ih je sve obučavao kako da se bore sa topuzom.
But when Duryodhana insulted Krishna,
ali kada je Duryodhana uvrijedio Krishna,
when the Yadavas insulted Krishna,
kad su Yadave uvrijedili Krishna,
when Sambha had kidnapped Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhana,
kada je Shalva, Sambha kidnapirao Lakshmana, čerku od
Lakshmana was Duryodhana's daughter.
Čerku Duryodhane.
She was having a swayamvar.
Ona imala u tom trenutku svoju
svayamvara ceremoniju. She was going to choose who to marry.
Svayamvara ceremonija podrazumijeva da je ona birala koga će, za koga će se udati.
But Krishna's son Sambha appeared.
Ali se Krishnin sin Sambha pojavio.
And stole her away.
I ukrao ju je.
So the Yadavas felt insulted.
Tada su se Yadave osjećali.
Not the Yadavas, the Kauravas felt insulted.
Kaurave su se u stvari osjećali uvrijeđene.
Therefore, headed by Bhishmadev as the general.
I predvođeni Bhishmadevom kao generalom.
Duryodhana, Karna, Purishrava.
Duryodhana, Karna i Purishrava.
Purishrava. They simultaneously attacked Sambha.
Oni su simultano napali Sambu.
They captured him.
I uhvatili su ga.
And took took Duryodhana's daughter away from him.
I oteli su mu ponovno Duryodhanu kćerku.
Narada Muni came to Dwarka.
Narada Muni je došao u Dwaraku.
Told what happened to Sambha.
Rekao šta se desilo Sambi.
And Balaram, then the Yadus, they decided to go and attack.
Onda su se Yadavi odlučili boriti, otići napasti ih u Hastinapuru.
But Balaram said, "I'll try and make some peace."
Ali Balaram je rekao, ja ću pokušati neko primirje.
So he came with the Uddhava.
I on je došao sa Uddhavom.
Uddhava went into the Hastinapura, told the Kurus that Balaram was there.
Uddhava je otišao u Hastinapur i rekao je Kuruima da je Balaram tu.
They all came with offerings of agar.
I svi su došli i ponudili mu agar.
Different offerings of honey and ghee, yogurt.
Različite ponude koje su se sastojale od meda, ghee, yogurta.
They were very happy to see Lord Balaram.
Svi su bili jako sretni da vide gospodina Balarama.
And then Balaram gave the message.
I onda im je Balaram predao poruku.
The great king Yudhishthira.
Rekao da je veliki kralj Yudhishthira.
Wants you to release the pious Sambha.
Želi od vas, veliki kralj Miškira, želi od vas
that
da oslobodite.
You unjustly had fought against with five Maharatis against him.
Želi da ga oslobodite Sambu, s kojim se od vas pet vaših Maharata nepravedno borilo.
Release him with Lakshmana.
Trebate ga osloboditi zajedno s Lakshmanom.
And all the Kurus became insulted.
I tada su svi kuruji
postali uvrijeđeni. How dare you tell us what to do?
Kako se usuđuješ da nam kažeš
šta? By our mercy, you're acting as the kings.
Kako se usuđuješ da nam kažeš šta da radimo?
But actually, we gave you this position.
Samo našom milošću ti djeluješ kao kralj. Mi smo ti u stvari dali taj položaj.
You, Krishna, all the Yadus, they're all depending on our mercy.
I ti, i Krishna, i svi Yadave, svi vi ovisite o našoj milosti.
You're acting as if you're the crown, but actually you're just the shoes.
Ti djeluješ kao da si kruna, a u stvari vi ste svi samo cipele.
Somehow or another we've given you these positions, but it's just like feeding milk to a serpent.
Na neki način smo vam svi dali taj položaj, ali to je kao da u stvari dajemo mlijeko zmiji.
Better we take all these things away from you.
Bolje da vam oduzmemo sve
all the royal insignia, the crowns, the thrones.
Sve te kraljevske oznake, sve te krune i sve kraljevske.
Because you're all ungrateful.
Jer ste tako nezahvalni.
So Balaram, as usual, he turned red.
I Balaram, kao i obično, on je pocrvenio.
He just about to explode.
Upravo je bio na trenutku kada je trebalo eksplodirati.
And he said, "These fools."
I rekao, te budale.
They think Krishna is just an ordinary person.
Oni misle da je Krishna samo obična osoba.
Even Brahma and Shiva are coming down and bowing down at his lotus feet.
čak i Brahma i Shiva dolaze i odaju mu poštovanje do njegovih lotosovih stopa.
All the 32 million demigods are offering obeisances at King Udrasena, same as lotus feet.
Svih 33 miliona bogova, uključujući kralja Udrasenu, dolaze pred njegova lotosova stopa.
Ne, dolaze u Udraseni, nije on uključen, njemu dolaze. Aha.
Svih 33 miliona bogova dolaze u Udraseni pred njegova lotosova stopa.
And they're saying he's leader of an ordinary phalanx of soldiers.
I sada oni ga nazivaju vođom običnih falangi vojnika.
That Krishna, the goddess of fortune, is his servant.
Krishna je čak božica sreće sluga.
And they think he can, you know, wear, have the crown and sit on a throne.
I oni misle da mogu jednostavno nositi krune i sjesti na tron.
This is certainly Kali Yuga.
Ovo je definitivno znak Kali Yuge.
He said, if I don't chastise these people, then I'll be committing a great misdeed.
Rekao je, ako ja ne ukorim ove ljude, počinit ću veliku grešku.
At this very moment, I'm going to take their city and throw it into the Ganges.
I u ovom samom trenutku ja ću čitav njihov grad uzeti i baciti ga u Gangu.
So Balaram took his plow.
Balaram je uzeo svoj plug.
Separated the city from the earth.
Odvojio grad od zemlje.
Took his plow, put it into the city, and then started to drag it into towards the Ganges.
Uzeo svoj plug, zabio ga u grad i počeo da ga vuče čitav grad prema
Gangi. About to throw the city into the Ganges.
I namjeravao da baci grad u Gangu.
And all the citizens were all howling.
I svi su građani jaukali.
And therefore they took Samba and Lakshman behind and brought him before Balaram.
I onda su ipak poveli Sambu i Lakshmanu sa sobom i onda su ih doveli pred Balarama.
So, and then Balaram said, it's all right.
I onda je Balaram rekao, neću vam
baciti
grad, Gangu.
So, hardly we'd say that he was that blindly favorable to Duryodhana.
Tako da je teško na osnovu ove priče da shvatimo stvar da je on bio tako slijepo na strani Duryodhane.
He was going to throw him and his city into the Ganges.
Namjeravao je i njega, a i njegov grad baciti u Gangu.
Anything else?
Još neko pitanje?
I think that Krishna has so many things going on in his pastimes to make them interesting.
To su stvari Krishnine zabave. Krishna ima tako puno zabava koje jednostavno trebaju da sve ono što slušamo njemu učine interesantno.
We have Shiva coming down and fighting against Krishna on behalf of Banasura.
Imamo Shivu koji dolazi i bori se protiv Krishne u ime Banasure.
I mean, if you're going to have a fight, you might as well have a little competition.
Ako želite da se borite, možda zaista vam treba neko natjecanje.
Not that Muhammad Ali gets into the ring.
Ne samo to, nego neki takmac. Nije da sad Muhammad Ali sam uđe u ring.
With some, you know, 5-year-old child.
S nekim petogodišnjim dječakom.
It would be much of a battle.
To neće biti neki izazov.
But if Shiva comes and fights against Krishna,
ali ako se Shiva dođe i počne boriti s
Krishnom, then it becomes a little interesting.
Ne, to postane malo interesantno.
The weapons they have.
Kako se sve to odvija.
Their abilities, their prowess, their followers.
Njihove sposobnosti, koliko oružja imaju, njihove sledbenici.
Certainly, unless you have someone supporting Duryodhana, there's not much challenge.
Slično, ako neko podržava Duryodhana, to nije toliki izazov.
It's almost like he has, when you have God on one side,
kad imate Boga na jednoj strani,
not much, you know, no one would put any odds on his side. No one, if one is betting, one would never bet on his side. If you have God on the side, on the other side.
Ako imamo Boga na jednoj strani, niko neće stavljati uloge na drugu stranu.
But if you have God on both sides,
ali ako imate Boga na obje strane,
it becomes more interesting.
Onda stvari postaju interesantnije.
Balaram, he helped Duryodhana.
Balaram je pomogao.
Just to make things a little bit more interesting.
Da bi stvari malčice izgledali.
But when it came time when Duryodhana was fighting against Bhima.
Ali kada je došlo vrijeme kada se Duryodhana borio protiv Bhime,
Balaram didn't interfere.
Balaram se jeste upetio.
He just gave them both good advice.
Dao im je obojici dobar savjet.
But neither one of them listened to him.
Ali niti jedan od njih nisu poslušali taj savjet.
Just to prove that even you're powerful and strong and everything, still you may not listen to good advice.
To je dokaz da čak i ako ste jaki i moćni i sve to, i dalje možda nećete poslušati dobar savjet.
Even if God gives it, you won't listen to it.
Čak i ako vam ga sam Bog da.
So we'll stop there. Thank you.